Lass mal lernen, ein bisschen Deutsch. Ich habe einen guten Juice. Ehrlich. Weiter. In the strongest form is the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav. We discussed already Yaakov and Esav began their confrontation. The beginning of Parshas Toldos, B'mei Imam. They were Meirivim B'nachlas Shnei Olamos. They were fighting over the Nachla of both worlds. That fight, I translated it, and I'm translating it as there's an ongoing argument between Yaakov and Esav. It's a hashkafa question. And it's a hashkafa question on both worlds. This world and next world. And as we already discussed, it hit Esav in his face in this week's parasha. When he bumps into Yaakov and he asks, "Milecha kol ha'machane hazeh asher pagoshti?" Who's this whole machane? It suddenly hits him that this batlan, Yaakov Avinu, Ishtom, Yoshev Aholim, who all his life was a masmin nifla, this alta bocher, who at age 63 only stands up and by the tzivu of his father goes to get married, and even then he puts himself in besmed shashem veiver for another 14 years, weiter a masmid, realizes this man is incredibly rich. He has a beautiful family, 4 devoted wives. That's in the end of last week's parsha. They express their loyalty to Yaakov Avinu over their father. And as in the end of last week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu calls his brothers Lechol Lechem to make a Gal'ed. Chazal tell us, who were his brothers? He had no brothers. He had one brother out to kill him. Where were his brothers? So what did Rashi tell us in the end of last week's parasha? Who are the Echov? He told them, Liktu Avonim. Who are his brothers? His children, who were devoted to him, like brothers are devoted to each other. With brothers uphold their brotherhood. Le'echov, va'yom en Yaakov le'echov liktu avonim. Zakrashi yehein bonov shelo yachim nigoshim elov la'tzora v'lamelchama. Devoted him, they'll go out to fight for him. He's in a tzora, they'll go out to help him. They're devoted to him. Esav had none of all of this. He was rich, correct. Was he satisfied? Ach. This week's parsha, what does he say? Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. What does Yaakov say? Yeshli Koil, I have it all. Yaakov has 4 devoted wives, totally devoted to him. Esav, he can't trust his wives at all. They're made of the same stuff. They can't trust each other. He has begodim chamudos ito babayis. Something that's really valuable. No, he got to keep it by his mom. He can't keep it at home. Can't trust him. He had one kid who learned something from his uncle Yaakov. So hopefully, and he saw his father Kibudav. So hopefully he can trust him. So he sent him on a mission. Go kill Uncle Yaakov. Can you trust him? Ach. He found the Lamdash way of getting out of it. Vita. What does this man have? What does an Esav have? It hit him for the first time, maybe, over here. Milucha kol ha-machan hazeh asher pagashti. Wow. Boom. I thought I get olam hazeh. Ach. Olam hazeh? What you got, that's nishkin olam hazeh. That's a gehenim. It looks gewaldig. Hollywood, you know, it all, yeah, gewaldig. It's all smiley. It's all flashy. Gewaldig. That's Esav. It looks good. That's the whole meat of Esav. Presentation. Chazir. Why did you turn into a chazir? Meirim shnei tlafayim. Ru kosher anoichi. That's the whole Western world. The world of Esav. It's presented moral. Culture. Ideals. There's a medrash. The hashchos of an Esav can have a shofet in Rome. To Shlemus Chazal trying to make an expression. He's judging people with judgment. Sends this one off to be killed because he's a reitzeach. Sends this one off to be killed. He paskins on this one because he's a noyef. He sends this one off to be killed because he's a gazlin. Sends this one off to be killed because he's into kishuf. Morals. A system of mishpat, of judging. Chazal tells Esav was a big judge. And then he whispers to someone, "Kulam masisi belaylo echod." The judge himself, a reitzeach, a gazlin, a noyev, a machashev, a sheker. Again, but that's the same sheker. The sheker of superficial, what's good. As if there's something, some substance, something deep, and something that fulfills a person. The truth of the matter is that this machlekes merivim menachla shnei olamis goes very, very deep, and it's the foundation of our attitude in Yiddishkeit, of what's good in life and what's bad in life, and that's the foundation of the mitzvah of v'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol ma'idecha, appreciating what is good and what is bad, what is sweet and what is bitter. The sweetness of doing mitzvahs, being truly fulfilled in spirituality, and the empty, shallow life of nothingness, of a pursuit of Olam Hazeh for its own purpose and it's in the wrong way, not al pi Torah. The extreme case, I think, where this came to hit in history was an argument between the Navi Chavakuk, and I'm using the phrase argument because that's the way the Navi refers to it, and he had Charota and he had to do tshuva on it, but that's the way it's referred to in Navi. Navi Chavakuk. Chavakuk HaNavi, it's one of the Treyosor. The Sefer we have, Sefer Chavakuk, is one of the Treyosar. He was a Navi after the Churban HaBayis, Bayis Rishon. Chavakuk is the Sefer, which relatively to other Navi might be small. I think it's only 3 Prokim. Yeah, 3 Prokim. It basically, from beginning to end, revolves one question. That Chavakuk was bothering him, and he turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he demanded an answer. Chavakuk begins, the Sefer begins, Hamaso Asher Chozo Chavakuk Anovi. He had a maso, a chizoyon, that he was choyze. He tells Hashem, Adon Hashem Shivati Veloy Tishma, till when I scream out and you won't hear me. Ezak Elecha Chomos. I scream to you, there's Chomos going on in this world. Stop it. Don't let it happen. Veloy say Shia, you're not helping. You just stand by as if you can't do anything. Lama tar'eini oven va'omol. I'm reading Chavakuk Aleph Pasuk Beis. Lama tar'eini oven va'omol. Why do you show me wickedness, evil? beat. And you just watch it. And you gaze at it. Habakkuk. He was a ma'amin bashgacha pratis. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu views everything that goes on in this world. And he's standing there after Churban HaBeis HaMikdash. He sees Nebuchadnezzar v'chaveirov being so successful, horrifically successful. And the tzaddikim taken out to Golus 18 years before Churban HaBeis, the Chayrish, the Maskir, the Sanhedrin, Mordechai HaTzadik, and all the tzaddikim, Talmid Chacham of Yerushalayim, they're all taken to Golus. And they're in Bavel. And they're stricken with poverty. They're not on their own land. And they are subjected to all the whims and the gzeiras of Nebuchadnezzar and his whole group of lowlifes running the show. They're running the show, they're running the world. Nebuchadnezzar was a melech bekipa. He ruled the world. Chazal tell us, one of the four kings that had a total rulership. He ruled the world from beginning to end. There wasn't any other power in the world beside him, and he was a cruel dictator of the whole world. Just let's understand this place, the time of history that we're talking about. It's the first time since the Bechira of Klal Yisrael as a nation that Klal Yisrael is publicly suffering in such a way, downtrodden, and the Rishoyim are so successful. Chavaku can't stand it. He's screaming out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama tar'eini oven va'omel? Why are you showing me? How do you allow me to see all this evil going on in the world? Tavit! And you just gaze and you watch and just let it happen, so to speak. V'shoyd v'chomas l'negdi. Shoyd, chomas, is right in front of me. V'yi riv u'modun yisa. And he continues telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alkein tofuk Torah. Torah is evaporating. I can't teach Yiddishkeit. V'lo yotze l'netzach mishpot. Ki Rosha machtir sa tzadik. The Rosha is wearing the crown of the tzadik. Al ken yetze mishpat mu'uko. Ru'u goyim v'habitu v'itmahut mahu. Ki po'al po'al b'yameichem. Lo'i ta'aminu ki yesupar. Can't be believed what we're seeing in front of our eyes. All these psukim, the whole perek aleph, describing, and he begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Toher Einayim, you have the most purest gaze. Mirois Bero, how can you just continue gazing and seeing all this evil happening? V'habit al Oma Lo Tuchal, Lama Sabit Boigdim Tachrish, why are you keeping quiet with all this evil happening? B'bala Rosh HaTzadik Mimenu, as the tzadik swallows up, as the Rosh swallows up the tzadik, V'tase Adam Kidgei Hayom, you make humanity be like the fish in the oceans. The big fish devour the small ones. Kiremes lo moshibal, as if there's no control of what's going on. Sharf, sharf. And then begins Perek Beis over here. And then he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al mishmarti emoid. I'm not going to move. V'syatzva al matzor. Chazal tell us, the Chavakuk, he made a circle. He was a tzaddik Gomor. And he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to him. He knew that he's going to get an answer. But he threatened HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He makes a circle, make an eagle. Chonei HaMa'agel learned from him, the Gemara tells us, in later years to do something similar. He makes a circle, and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm standing here, I will not budge till I get an answer. Al mishmarti emoid, the Pasuk says, V'esyat v'al motzer, v'atzaper lirois mayadaber bi. What will HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer me on Kivyocha, the Toichocha that I gave him? Says Rashi, Og Ugo Chavakuk. Chavakuk, he made a circle. He made a Ugo. V'omad b'toicho. V'omar. Lo'y azuz mikan. Ad she'esh ma'may daber bi. Al she'y lo si zois. Lama hu mabit v'roye. B'hatzlochosoy shel Rosha. Uma oshiv. What will I have an answer? At those who come to argue with me about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chavakuk wasn't just bothered. He was stuck. He said, I can't teach Yiddishkeit. You appreciate the question? You understand the situation? Vayaneini Hashem. Hashem answered me. Vayoymer. And he said, K'sayv Chazoin, write down this nevuah. Uboer al haluchos. As Rashi says, Ksoiv lecho chazoim, write down this nevuah. Haniglo lecho, ubaeru al haluchos heitev, and explain it very well. Leman yorutz koreboy, in order that the one who's going to read it, be it Avrami Meiselman, 2,500 years later, should be able to read it fluently and tell it over to his Talmidim properly. Shaloi koshel, v'zeu hachazoin asher tichtoiv, and this is the nevuah that you should write. And he tells them, why? Ki oid chazoin lamoyed. There's still a long time to go. Today, we can say it's been 2,500 years. A bit less, 2,400 years since then. It's been a long time. And sometimes, situations seem very similar. You could have a group of Nazis come to shtetl of Jews, beat them all up out, and have them go out into the street, have them kneel on their knees, and the Nazis tell them, raise your hands and scream in prayer and go call out to Moses to come save you. Where's your Hashem? Where's your God? Where's your Moses? Let's see if he saves you from our hands. And they could be standing there with their shiktsis and giggling and laughing, and they're standing on the sides, and there's pictures of exactly this shtetl. They could be standing there beating the Jews for 2 hours, 3 hours, taunting them, shepherding them, and then mow them all down. And it's all silent. And this question comes up again. Kiyot chazoin lamoyed. There's going to be many, many lezoit chazoin. V'yafech la'keitz. They'll be waiting for the keitz. They could be singing ani mamin. And the answer is v'lo yechazev. V'im yismahameya chakeloi. Ki bo yovoi. When the time will come, he will come. Lo yeacher. But till then, you got to get a good answer. And write it down. Zok the Pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, listen carefully, Chavakuk. Hine upla. Lo yosho nafshoi boy. He who is darkened, his nefesh is not yosher within him. Other Rishonim explain the word upla. The word upla is ayin pei lamed hei. Some Rishonim say kipshuta lashon oifel, darkness. Other Rishonim learn upla is lashon inyan hischazkus kimoi vayapilu la'alois. That who you see strong, Nebuchadnezzar and all of his friends, all those Nazis and all those Hitlers, Yimach Shemam and all those Rishonim, lo yoshro nafshei boy, their nefesh is not Yosha within them. The tzaddik be'emunasa yichyeh. The tzaddik through his emuna, he truly appreciates life. The beginning of the answer, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Chavakuk is, Chavakuk, look much, much deeper than what you're seeing. Yes, Nebuchadnezzar and his friends, these evil behemoths are running around, controlling the world seemingly. They don't get anything from it. Lo yasho nafshi boy. Their nefesh isn't yasho within them. The Medrash tells us on this pasuk, Nebuchadnezzar was a midget, and he was obsessed. He had an obsession that the whole world makes fun of him. All of his cruelty, he couldn't calm down to help his self-image. The cruelty of Nebuchadnezzar is described in Chazal in many places. The guy was a Rosha Merusha, an Abahimagas, an Achzor Noira. I can't use strong enough language to describe the man. An Achzor, and he trained himself in cruelty. He used to rip rabbits and eat them alive in order to train himself in cruelty. I want to get into the Hashchosa, the maneuver that he was. In levels of hashchosa, Chazal say, "Lo yosho nafshei boy," there was no peace in his soul. He had nothing, one empty obsession. Ah, garnished. They had nothing in life. The tzaddik, says the pasuk, be'emunasoi yechye. Through his emunah, he lives a life. As the Netziv says, and I told this to you many times, and he teaches it in this pasuk, and he taught me to learn Chavakuk, when he taught me how to teach up this word yechye. What does yechye mean? Yechye means not die? Of course not die. What does it mean, yechye? As the Netziv says on the pasuk, v'chai bohem. Asher yasa oisav vodom v'chai bohem. Many times, chai in Nach refers to agelep de leben, a worthy life of living, a proper. He lives life. Tzaddik appreciates life. He lives a good life. He has life. Lachai, he lives a good life. A Russia has a gehenim in this world. He has nothing in this world. It all looks glamorous, like this stupid garnish. It looks glamorous, but there's nothing substance, there's nothing fulfilling, even for a person in Olam Hazeh from all of this. The tzaddik, through his emunah and his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lives a worthy, good life. He enjoys life. He has a good life. Chavakuk, don't look at things superficially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, and put this in writing that it should be there for generations to come. Don't make the mistake of Hollywood. Don't just look at the superficial way of viewing things. Look deeper. Understand the quality of life. Understand the depth of what the richness of a Jewish life is all about. Understand, appreciate the life of tzaddikim. See the depth. Yes, it seems like it's a chilul Hashem. Correct. That's what it's all going to be about for the next 2,400 years. There's going to be many tkufis in Klal Yisrael, which looks horrible. Looks bad. Shem Shemaim is mechulul. And we daven Yizgad Lev Yizkadesh Shmei Rabbo. And it's supposed to pain us, and it's supposed to bother us that Shem Shemaim is mechulul. And we're supposed to do whatever we can to be Mekadesh Shem Yizbarach's name in this world. But the quality of life speaks for itself. It's there. We appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we appreciate His Torah, and we appreciate His mitzvahs. And we love it. We go for it. We don't want a life of an Esav. We don't want a life of a Goy. An empty, shallow nothing. Non-fulfilling. As Rabbi Yehuda Levi speaks about Chochma Yevonis. Also, it looks gewaldic depth. Ke'en lepri, ke'im prochim. It's only flowers, but there's no fruit to it. It doesn't give sustenance. It doesn't nourish the nefesh. It looks nice, beautiful, glamorous. Ein lo pri ki im prochim. This is Chavakuk. And Perek Beis elaborates, and there's more terutzim over there, and there's more depth to this whole idea. And then Perek Gimel over there is Chavakuk realizing that he made a mistake in even presenting the question the way he presented it. And he begged for kapora, he begged for mechila. That's a summary of the whole Sefer Chavakuk, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, and Perek Gimel. It's very important for every Jew, for every Ben Torah who's working on his Jewishness, to appreciate the depth of this idea. That's where the Lashon comes from that pasuk. For that revelation, that it should be clear to the whole world. But for ourselves, we have to know the depth of that answer. And to make choices of life in the right way. There's something deeper, which is this shorish of a Machlokes of Esav and Yaakov, and the mistake Nebuchadnezzar. The pasuk says later, the end of the parsha, Vayikach Esav es Nosho ves Bono ves Bno Esav es Kol Nafsh es Beisav es Mekne ves Kol Behemti ves Kol Kinyon Yashar Rochash ves Knan Vayelech al Eretz Mipnei Yaakov Ochiv. He went to a different land because of his brother Yaakov. Says Rashi, what does that mean? So let's first read the next pasuk. Kehoya rochusham rav, mishevis yachdov. V'lo yochle eretz megureihem. Laseis oison mipnei miknei. So if you learn the Pshutishal Mikra is that they were both so rich, they needed to give each other space. So they had to move off. Mikneim Rav, and he couldn't stay in Eretz Yisrael. Each one had millions of sheep, and they were both very, very rich. And there simply wasn't enough room in Eretz Yisrael for both of them. And therefore, Vayeshev Esav Bahar Seyuhu Edoim. Okay. Rashi brings V'loyochel Eretz Megureim L'haspik Mir L'Behem Shelohem. Well, Medrash Agoda Omar, Medrash on this pasuk says, Mipnei Yaakov Ochiv, because of his brother Yaakov, Mipnei Shtar Choiv. There was a Shtar Choiv. Shel Gzeiras Kiger Yer Zar Acho Hamutel Al Zar Shel Yitzchok. He left Eretz Yisrael because of the Shtar. What is the Shtar? What's the Shtar? The Shtar is a Shtar Matona on Eretz Yisrael, Bailus on Eretz Yisrael, but there's a Tnai in this Shtar. What's the Tnai in the Shtar? Ger yezer acho be'eretz lo lohem va'avod v'inu oisim arba miyoshono hamutal al zaru shel Yitzchok. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham ki b'Yitzchok yikar l'chazora, and your descendants through Yitzchok will have to be a ger be'eretz lo lohem in order to get Eretz Yisrael, which was the promise of Bris Bein Absarim. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him le'sholom even amori ad ato, you gotta pay for it. What's the payment? You gotta go down to Mitzrayim. And they're gonna go through all the hardships of Mitzrayim. They'll come out of Mitzrayim. And then they'll get the Torah, they'll get Eretz Yisrael. Aber, you gotta pay. There's payment that has to be paid for Eretz Yisrael. They get the old Yankee Zog. No tiki, no washi. You don't bring your ticket. You can't get you can't come to the cleaners. You can't. Yetnish does it. You gotta pay for Eretz Yisrael. Hey, payment? Ich will nicht. Zok. Omar li, eilech mikan. Ich darf nicht Eretz Yisrael. I don't need the Torah. I don't need Eretz Yisrael. Ve'en li chelek. Lo'i b'matona shenitlo lo'i horetz hazois. Ve'lo'i b'piroin ashtar. I won't have to pay up this shtar. And that's how we begin the Haggadah. Before V'hish Omda. How do we describe? It was the Brisbane Absur. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu ki geir zarach beis lelem. And we say the whole nusach over there, the Haggadah. And we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Yitzchok. And he gave Yitzchok two sons, Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov went off to where? To Eretz Seir. V'yankov Avonov, Yordu Mitzrayimo. Yankov Avonov decided, yes, we will be the ones. We will pay the shtar. We'll pay the tiki and we'll get the washi. We're going to pay the shtar. We're going to get Eretz Yisrael. We're going to get the Torah. V'hisha amda. The Kadosh Baruch Hu promised them. And now with all of that, we have the Haftocha. And then, right before V'hisha amda, and then the Tzivan HaGodesh tells beautifully on this Maimer also over there, how there was a shtar. Yank. Esav made a choice. Ich will nicht desoben. I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay the payment, and I'll give up on the gains. Now there's something deep, which over here was specifically Esav's mahalach in not paying the gains of going down Eretz Lo'ilohem to Mitzrayim. But there's something much deeper, which I think defines Western culture today very, very much, and it's part of our Avodas Chaim to have a proper attitude. The pasuk in Iyov says, "Adam la'omo yulad." Man was born to toil, to work. Chazal tell us, "Ashrei mi she'amalei b'Torah." Lucky is the man who his toil is in Torah. Yiddishkeit believes very strongly purpose of life has to be gained, has to be worked for. You cannot go through this world on just an empty, shallow, happy ride. Everyone has to pay for life. There's payment that has to be paid for life. this world is a world of work. Amal. This world will have work, and everyone will get work. Everyone has to go through, I don't want to use the word hardships, but I'll use the word challenges. This life is full of challenges from beginning to end. Lucky is the person who chooses the right challenges. That's what Chazal say, Ashri Mishamoli Batoira. Life is full of challenges. By definition, life has to have challenges. Because life, by definition, is the self-growth of each and every individual. This life, in this world, has a purpose, a tachlis. I'll give you a mashal, and the mashal is precise. A person can't go into a gym to build muscles and sit on a couch and think that he's going to walk out with built muscles. It doesn't work. You go to a gym because you got to do a workout. If you want to build your muscles, you have to exercise them. You got to flex your muscles in order to build them. That's the way it works. Life is one big gym. You got to work, you got to build yourself. The old Sephardi way of saying it, Hachayim hem betsefer. Hachayim hem betsefer. We're out to, we have to be learning the whole time. There's a purpose to life. This life is a prozdor. Mipnei olam haba. And a person has to grow. Lucky is the person who chooses his own challenges. Every person is going to get challenges. Every single guy out there. And definitely every single Jew. There's a purpose to life. Every single human being in this world has to grow. And that's what we're here for. By definition, that's the present HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave humanity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a beautiful, beautiful world full with abundance. But there's a higher purpose. Someone who chooses the higher purpose, a Yaakov Avinu, he goes for it. Someone who lives up to the purpose and tries to strive for that purpose, the whole world is out to serve him and to help him get to that purpose. Ashrei mi she'amalei b'Torah. Because then, he has olam hazeh, he has olam haba, he has everything. The world is serving him. Now, life is full of challenges. As we'll see in next week's parasha, even Yaakov slipped on that a bit. Bikish Yankiv leishev b'shalva. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yankiv, you're steiging great. Continue steiging. You got to steig till the last day. There's no shalva in this world. There's no shalva in this world. Everyone has challenges. Everyone has challenges. And everyone has his own challenges. And you can't look over the guy's shoulder and say, well, that guy's life is so perfect. You have no idea what's going on in that person's life. Everyone has challenges. Lucky is the person who chooses his challenges and he has his goal set. He's out to become a Talmud Chacham. He's out to become the best Oved Hashem that he could become. To become the greatest Jew that he could become. And he rides the waves. He jumps over the Nisyonis. He lives up to the Nisyonis. And Kinafalti Kamti. If he falls, he picks himself up again. And he can't say, well, I'm in a rut. You'll never be allowed to stay in the rut. You'll keep yourself in the rut. It's just going to get worse and worse for you. There's no rut. There's no matzah that a person can remain stable. Kadosh Baruch Hu will invite to give you challenges to get out of it. Or to get into better matzah. There's always stuff going on in every person's life in order for a person to grow. The yisod of the constitution, pursuit of happiness. What is happiness? It's not being lazy. It's not doing anything. That's an olam haba, that a person achieves true happiness. As the pasuk says, "V'shom yonuchu yigi ekoyach." The grave is a place where yonuchu yigi ekoyach. It's lashon the pasuk. It's lashon the pasuk. Right in Iyoy. "V'shom yonuchu yigi ekoyach" refers to the caver. But till the caver, there's no yonuchu. There's no yonuchu. This week I spent a good chunk of time with the Yid. close Talmud, Yehuda Balabos. He quoted the Rosh Yeshiva on something. He says, Rebbe, I realize it hits me more and more. Achtoy v'chesed yudifuni. He's quoting the Chavetz, Rashiva quoted the Chavetz Chaim on this. Every person in life has things which are going to be right of him. Dovid HaMelech davened, my hardships and that which is right of me should be doing Toiv HaChesed. There's always going to be stuff going on in life. Either I choose it to be Toiv HaChesed or other stuff is going to come my way. Absolutely so. Later I was thinking, long discussion on this issue. Thus is the mahus of what Chazal tell us, Adam le'omol yulad. I grew up with it. My father drilled it into us. My mother drilled it into us from a young age. Ashrei mi shamali batoira, the nigin, the way my father says it. Ashrei mi shamali batoira. Life is toil. Life is work. Not hard. Because we're created for it. We have the strength within us. But it's work. No laziness. Ashrei mi shamali batoira, that he chooses. He makes the choice to be omol batoira. And kolam kabbalah level toira, ma'avir menu oil derech eretz. And the whole list of the mission of us. Because someone who's not kabbalah level toira will have ten other oils. He'll have 10 other hardships in life. A person will definitely always have something there. An oil. Oil al tzavareim. There's an oil. Humanity carries an oil, a yoke. Lucky is the person who chooses the right yoke. And they're purik from him, oil malchus, oil derech eretz. And he doesn't have any other oil. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the other oil for those who are omel b'toira. But every person will have an oil in life. By definition, that's what life is all about. That was a stupid mistake, Esav. Oh, he's going to make it easier for himself, his descendants. Pnei Yankiv Ochiv. He doesn't want to carry the, he doesn't want to pay the bill. There's no not paying bills. You won't get Eretz Yisrael. B'chal, your whole matziv is. You don't want to be part of this. Go. But you, by definition, life, we have to carry an all. A person who chooses an all Torah, ma'avirin mimenu, oil derech eretz, oil basar vadom, oil malchus, and a whole list that the Mishnah gives. If not, is the oil of Malchus, is the oil of Malchus Basar Adam, there's the oil of Yetzihara. It's all in all. There's oils out there. A person who chooses the right yoke, he frees himself from the other yoke. Ein lecha ben chayrin, ela misha oizig batar. He's a true ben chayrin. And the depth of the idea is, the easiest yoke is the yoke of Torah. Because humanity was created with all the koichos nefesh which are needed for that. And that's true serenity and true happiness and true fulfillment is through a person choosing the right yoke. Otherwise, there's all derech eretz and there's all malchus and there's all shibud and all yetzahara. There's a whole, who knows what. And every person, it's custom, individual yoke, the way it's created for him, which ultimately will bring him to his best if we'll play along the game, because a person always has b'chira chavshis, of course. And that was be careful where I'm saying it, because speaking of Yankiv Avinu, but that's where the Musa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yankiv Avinu at the beginning of next week's parsha. Vayeshiv Yankiv Beretz Megurei Aviv Beretz Kanaan. Rashi brings the Chazal. What's Vayeshiv? Bikish Yankiv Leishiv B'Shalva. Bikish Yankiv Leishiv B'Shalva. After everything he went through, achieved Gevaldik achievement, he's now in Eretz Israel. Next to his father Yitzchak. With all of the Shvatim, they're steiging away. Each one is more blessed than the other one. He's blessed in everything good. Now is the time just to sit in a relaxed way and steig, so to speak. Kofatzal of Rugzah Shel Yosef. Nachat challenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leidayon LaTzadikin, Mashem Etukon Lem Le'olam Abba, El Shemavakshim Leishav B'Shalva B'Olam Azeh, Rashi brings. There's no Shalva. Weiter steiging, weiter growing, weiter challenges. Adam La'omol Yulat. There's no Shalva. Now, everything is in the right perspective. Chazal do tell us. And that's the yesod of the end of this week's parsha on a national level. But it's the Chazal tells us in the Medrash, beginning of last week's parsha, it's on an individual level. Tzadikin, Tchilosan Yisurin V'Soifan Shalva. The beginning is hardship, at the end is serenity. Chazal say at the beginning of last week's parsha, Medrash. The Medrash describes that I read out the beginning of Vayetze last week. Vayetze Yankim Bereshit Vayel Charon, the Medrash Rabbah straight away. How old was Yankim Avinu? 63. An Alta Bocher. Going to get married. Chazal described, Tzadikim Tchilos and Yisurim. The beginning of the path seems like it's hard. There's Yisurim there. There's hardships involved. V'soifon Shalva. The end is tremendous Shalva. Tremendous serenity. Tremendous peace of nefesh. Rishoyim punk fakert. They go achar shrirus libom. It seems at the beginning it's a good. They make the mistake. V'soifon Yisurim. And they end up with horrific Yisurim. On a national level, it's the end of this week's parsha. Esav, against the parsha we have. Ve'elit told this Esav, avi edoim bahar seir, ve'elit shmois b'nei Esav. And then the Elah melochim asher molchu. How many psukim we're speaking about over here? Good. There 43 psukim, and then this week's parsha describes the success of Esav. And the success of Esav has another shtickel on there. Ve'ilam melochim asher molchu be'eretz Edom lifnei meloch melech lebnei Yisrael. 8 generations of malchus, Rashi brings. Esav had before the first Jewish king stood up. Before the first Jewish king ruled. What's the message behind this? Rosh Yeshiva once spoke Rosh Hashanah. Could be it was this year, could be it was previous years, I don't remember. I'll tell it over the way he told it to me, this vort. He was once walking back after Rosh Hashanah davening with his uncle, Rabbi Yosheb Ber. Rabbi Yosheb Ber asked a question. The laning of the Akedah we have in Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't finish with the laning of the Akedah. At the end, after the Parshas Akedah, we have Vayachar Advarim Ra'ila Vayugad Lavrom Leimor Hine Yolda Milko Gam Hibonim Lanocha Rochicha Es Utzbechoy Roi Vez Buzochi Vez Kmuel Avi Arom. 4 psukim here. Vez Kesed Vez Chazoy Vez Pildosh Vez Yidlof Vez Besuel Upsuel Yolad Es Rivka Shmoyne Elo Yolda Milko Nocha Chi Avrom. Besuel had Nochor had 8 sons, and then he had another 4 sons. Upilag shu yishmoy ruuma v'atel gam yis tevach v'zgachem v'stachash v'smachol. Rabbi Yosheba asked the kasha: where does this come in to the laning of Rosh Hashanah? Da'akedah fashteitzach. Yosheba spoke leil Rosh Hashanah on this topic: how the akedah is the theme of Rosh Hashanah, understanding what is demanded from humanity. Fashteit akedah. It's a lesson. We stand here in Yom Adin, we have to know why we're standing in the Tafkid on the day of creation of human being, what it's demanded from you. Akedah Feshteitzach. But what's this? What does these 4 psukim come in here? And if you'll count the psukim, said Rabbi Yosheb Ber, count it yourself, you don't need to quote him. But he asked the question, there's enough aliyahs even for Shabbos. You have 21 psukim in Parshas Akedah itself, even without these 4 psukim. So it's not that we need psukim in order to have enough aliyahs. Even on Shabbos, when you need the minimum 21 psukim, there's 21 psukim in Parshas Akedah alone, without this. Zok Rabbi Yosha ben Poshet. Chazal point out to these psukim. Nochor has 12 shvatim. Whoops. 8 from his wives, 4 from the shivchas. Okay. Avraham Avinu also knew that Klal Yisrael's foundation is from 12 shvatim. He only had one son at that time, and one was got killed. He was willing to shecht him on Tzivah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayachar advarim ha'ele could be thinking to himself, well, how is it that Nochar gets his 12 shvatim? Whoops. Kacha. Avraham didn't get the 12 shvatim. As Chazal tell us, he had to wait till he was Mevarah, he had a Yitzchak and he had a Yishmael. Yitzchak had to be Mevarah. There was an Esav and there was a Yaakov. It was only Yaakov. Yaakov Sholem, Sholem B'Torosoy, Sholem B'Mamoynoy, Sholem B'Gufoy. Chazal tells, Rashi brings on this week's parasha, Yaakov Sholem. And Mitosei Yisrael Shleimo, he was Zoichet to 12 children, Sadikim. Only, it took time till he was Zoichet to that. Nochar, boom. We stand in Yom Adin. A person could be thinking to himself. Some people, it seems like they get, they have Kol Tuv Shebo'olam quickly. And others, till like Hashem Baruch Hu gives them, and they have to go through their besmedrish of challenges, through their gym of growth. It's all the Hashgacha Pratis, that which is the best for the person. Is there any comparison to what Yaakov Avinu was Zoicha, to what Avraham Avinu was Zoicha, to what Nochar got? All that Nochar got, and he has, if he has anything that's worthwhile, something everlasting, is one thing. They had an einikol, Rivka Imenu, and he had an einikol, Rachel and Leah. That's all he got out of all. Tevach, gacham, tachash, macho, shtuyot. Nothing everlasting, nothing real out of all of that. Tzadikim, tchilosin might be Yisurim. Avraham Avinu has one son, his brother Nochar, has 12 straight there. Esav goes off Eretz, he has Malchus straight away, 8 Malachim before Melech Melech be Israel. On an individual level and on a national level. Yes, it looks like for some people things look flashy, as if they have, and others it seems that they might not have. It's all with the Cheshbon, that which is the best for the person, and every person gets Bashkocha Prot is that which is best for him. It is true on an individual level and on a national level. Tzadikim Tchinosim Yisurim. The beginning might seem hard. It might seem challenging. Soifon Shalva. That's the ultimate Shlemus that a person is Zoichet to. Don't get scared of the hardships. None of us should ever be scared of hardships. We should choose our challenges. Odom La'omol Yulad, and there always will be Omol. Because that's what humanity was created for. Yulad, human being, was born for Omol, for toil, for challenges. Ashrei me, Ashrei, the person Amoli Batoira. And he doesn't have other os, other challenges. The challenges are in his spiritual pursuit of growth. And he doesn't have to grow derech aga from other challenges. If a person goes through life with, and he accepts the challenges which come his way, he'll ultimately shteig tremendously. And that's taka the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu gives challenges, why a person is Adam La'omal Yulad. Because a person's tafkid in this world is to live a life which will bring him to spirituality and to goodness. Ashrei mi who chooses l'chatchila his challenges. He's mekabel upon himself l'chatchila ol Torah. And he's not put through challenges in order to prove himself, in order to flex his muscles. Ashrei the person who goes to the gym l'chatchila al menahas to grow, to shteig. He chooses that he wants to become the Gibor Ka'ari. He wants to become the biggest tzaddik, the greatest Jew that he could become. The biggest Talmud Chacham that he could become. He jumps into it. He throws himself into it, not scared, with total trust in his Creator, who runs this world. He'll give him all that he needs. He'll help him build himself with all the koiches. Chooses it. Ashrei mi shamar li b'Torah. And a person never has to be scared. And never to look on the other side is the green grass or over there. The grass is green over there. Every person has the best which is for him. And it taka seems. You have an Esav. Melech melech b'Yisrael. 8 kingdoms before Jews. Garnished. You have a Nochar. 12 children straight away. The tzaddik is soifa shalva. Soifa shalva. Ashrim yisham ala batera. So zoich hazayin. Akut and Shabbos.